From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Libya reports deadly U.S. airstrike. The U.S. military says it launched an airstrike against a top al-Qaeda-linked terrorist in Libya, wanted for a deadly 2013 attack on a gas plant in Algeria. Libya's internationally recognized government says the airstrike killed Mokhtar Belmokhtar Saturday in the eastern part of the country. But the Pentagon cannot yet confirm if Belmokhtar is dead. The U.S. State Department had posted a $5 million reward for him. Belmokhtar, a leader of a group calling itself the Signed in Blood Battalion. U.S. officials accuse him of leading the 2013 terrorist attack on a gas facility in Algeria that killed 37 people, including three Americans. Yemen's warring factions are on their way to Geneva for the first significant talks in the Middle East country's months-long conflict. The talks on Monday, facilitated by the United Nations, will include Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels and the exiled government of President Abdul Rabu Mansour Hadi. A South African judge ordered authorities to prevent Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir from leaving the country after the International Criminal Court called for him to be arrested. He's attending an African Union summit in Johannesburg. Sudan's State Minister for Foreign Affairs says Mr. Bashir would return home after the main session of the summit. Mr. Bashir took part in a group photo with other African leaders at the summit in Johannesburg Sunday. The International Criminal Court says Mr. Bashir has two outstanding arrest warrants. He is charged with war crimes and genocide for sending the army and backing Arab militias to put down an armed uprising in the Darfur conflict in 2003. The Kenyan army says it killed at least 11 members of the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. It happened during a dawn attack Sunday in a military camp in the coastal region of Lamu. This is VOA News. Greece moved another dangerous step closer to default Sunday when economic reform talks with international lenders in Brussels collapsed. Reports say the negotiations between Greece and the IMF fell apart in less than an hour, with both sides blaming the other. European finance ministers plan to meet Thursday to discuss whether it is possible for Greece to remain in the eurozone, the 19 countries that use the euro as their currency. Greece has until the end of the month to find a way to pay its creditors. The banks are demanding that Greece carry out additional economic reforms, including more pension cuts and tax increases. British media report that London has had to pull its spies from hostile countries after Russia and China learned how they operate by decrypting top-secret files disclosed 2 years ago by former U.S. national security contractor Edward Snowden. Anthony Glaze, security and intelligence specialist professor, says this is extremely serious.
Edward Snowden has done our intelligence gathering a vast amount of damage. It is highly likely that in the large number of messages and material he's been able to gather and taken to China and Russia, he has got material that indicates the names and identities of our agents overseas.
The Sunday Times says a pullback was ordered after Moscow gained access to more than 1 million encoded files in Snowden's possession when he fled the United States in 2013 and eventually granted residency in Russia. Kurdish militias are closing in on an important Islamic State-held town in Syria near the Turkish border. Retaking Tal Abyad could cut off a transit and supply route for Islamic State fighters. Thousands of Syrian civilians have fled the area, anticipating fierce fighting between the Kurds and militants. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says world powers attempting to broker a nuclear deal are accelerating concessions with Iran. Mr. Netanyahu's comments Sunday came one day after Iran's president said a final nuclear agreement was in reach this month, provided that no new issues arise in the days ahead. Poland says it is negotiating with the United States to permanently station heavy American military weaponry inside its borders, part of a U.S. plan under consideration to bolster its presence in Eastern Europe and the Baltic states to deter possible Russian aggression. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, the son and brother of two U.S. presidents, is set to officially announce his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination Monday in Miami. He would be the 11th Republican in the race, with several others likely to join the contest as well. The leading U.S. Democratic Party presidential contender, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, is campaigning in Iowa. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.